The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. Northwestern hosts Minnesota on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Yeah, let's just go right to questions, please.
Make those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions on the key, following 2 prompts will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Hi there. How are you?
Coach, I'm fine. Thanks for asking. In almost all the Power 5 conferences having the possibility of a 2-loss champion this year, and if that does occur, you know the media is going to start clamoring for the college football playoff to be expanded to 8 teams. The upside is more teams with a chance to get into the playoffs. The downside is you would have 4 teams playing 15 games and 2 playing 16, and that's an NFL season. Do you want to see the playoffs expanded to 8 teams or stay at 4?
No, I'd rather see it stay at 4. I think right now the way the current structure is set up, we're already in the playoff. You know, the teams that are probably ranked in the top 16 have every opportunity to go win a national championship based on their last, you know, month. And, you know, every game matters. That's what's so great about college football. And I'm not sure a playoff does anything right by the players. By any stretch of the imagination, I think we'd have to tweak the regular season. And I just don't see that being healthy for our game. I think right now we're in a really good place, and these next 2 weeks should just be outstanding football for all of our great college football fans to watch.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time today. In your opinion, is there one issue either on the field or off the field that needs to be changed for the 2018 season?
Oh, wow, buddy. There's a lot. You know, you could go down a recruiting path. You could go down, you know, from discussion of targeting. There's a lot of issues that are impacting our game, student-athlete welfare and experiences that we can improve that for our guys. But, you know, I think our game is really healthy right now. I think there's great dialogue and connectivity between administrators and coaches, our AFCA board, and Todd Berry leading that charge with the NCAA. So I think right now we're in a really good place. We've got to continue to work at that, especially as coaches. We're stewards of the game. And just to continue to make it the best that we possibly can for the student-athlete experience.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot. Happy holidays.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Pat. This is kind of an off-the-beaten-track question a little bit. Ohio State's always kind of recruited nationally, but even more so under Urban Meyer, which was probably open things up for other schools to come in and get Ohio players. I know you've got a bunch of Ohio players, including Godwin. Have you found that it is, you know, open, that Ohio is a little more open because Ohio State doesn't dominate the state the way it used to?
It's great to talk to you, Bill. From a Northwestern perspective, I would say no. you know, I think Coach Meyer is going to get the guys out of Ohio that he wants. That's typically the way the Buckeyes operate. And, you know how much admiration and respect I have for Coach and his staff and the job that they do. So, you know, we have to win on the academic student athlete in the state of Ohio. That goes back to one of my first years as a head coach, you know, having lunch with Eric Parsegian. And, you know, I was talking to him about, you know, how did you get Northwestern or number 1 in the country? And he said, you know, we're going to have to recruit and get the academic kids in Chicago first, which is still our plan. And then once he left Chicagoland, he went to the academic kids in Ohio. And, you know, you could see our roster is full of kids from the great state of Ohio. I've got 3 coaches at their primary recruiting areas when they leave Chicago is the state of Ohio. So for us, it's a critically important state. We will do everything we can to compete with the Buckeyes, but I think I'm 0 for 12 years. I think anybody we've offered, they've gotten, and that's with – full respect. You know, maybe one of these days, I don't know, maybe if we move to Ohio, my kids do or something, I could get a Fitzgerald to come back to Northwestern. But, you know, in all seriousness, you know, Coach and his staff do a great job. And I know how they operate. I mean, I go to the coaches clinic there probably almost every year, every other year. And I know the high school coaches in the state, you know, have great respect for Coach and his staff and the job that they do recruiting there. So, you know, it is what it is. Recruiting is an inexact science, but we've got to win in Ohio.
Right. I just didn't know because there may be some kids in Ohio that are very good, but maybe not quite four or five star guy that they may be less, they may pursue them a little less than they used to?
Well, don't tell anybody else in the conference that we're recruiting those guys, okay? Yeah, we're going after them hard, absolutely. You know, but so is Mark, and so is Jim, and so is James. I mean, BJ, we all are. We're all going to Ohio. I mean, it's great football. It's well-coached high school teams. It's a very important sport in that state, and it's great academics. So I'd love to say it's easier, but, you know, like I said, this is with all due respect. I think the Cats are over versus the Buckeyes in my time, so I'm sure my fans aren't very happy with me on that.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, you bet, buddy.
Yeah, next question is from Larry Leach, Associated Press.
Coach, since people are taking you off the beaten path,
we're going all over the place here today. Here,
so I'm curious if you think the Big Ten should or could do something to make sure that every player who, in his 4 years, visits every school. In other words, every 4 years you visit a team out of your division to give your student athletes an experience that maybe they're not getting right now. Because, for example, Michigan's going to Wisconsin for the first time. They're not going to Nebraska at all in a five-year stretch. Do you think, is there anything to that?
That's a cool idea. I think we unanimously, as a coaching body, wanted to have and stick to 8 games, and we made a decision to go to 9. I've made my opinion known. If we're going to have to play another Power 5 conference game is kind of the mandate from the league, I would prefer just to go to 10 games. Let's make it 5-5, 5 at home, 5 on the road. And then, you know, it would be great if we partnered up with the MAC. And then for us here, I'd love to be able to play our FCS schools in the state of Illinois. Yeah, I know we haven't, you know, we've lost to ISU and Coach Spack a year ago, they kicked our butt. But, you know, I think that that's great for those kids and those programs too, especially here in our great state. You know, we've got a great FCS program. So I would be more in favor if we were to make a scheduling change to go to 10, and then allow us to play whoever we want in those other 2 games. We play Duke this year as our Power 5. You know, we didn't play everybody in the Big 10. I'd rather add a Big 10 game. I would just rather do that for travel. I'd rather do that for our fans and for our student athletes. Your idea of playing everybody within a 4-year period, I think, is a really neat idea.
Thanks. Yeah, not mine, but I'm going to
whoever, somebody on a message board somewhere. It's a good idea.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, next question is from Randy Johnson, Indianapolis Star.
Yeah, hi, Coach. P.J. Fleck came to you as a young assistant in Northern Illinois and for advice. What do you see out of him then, and what do you see out of him now as a head coach?
Yeah, hey, Randy. First of all, he's done a terrific job as a head coach. You know, went to Western and, you know, just did a terrific job building a program the way he believes in building it, and, you know, having great success in that process. And, I thought it was just a terrific hire by the Gophers, just from our background and knowledge of each other with what he was able to accomplish there. You know, when he reached out, you know, obviously we're close proximity here to DeKalb and his connections with Jim Phillips, our AD at Northern, and then, you know, Coach Novak and the guys there, and, Coach Kill and things of that nature. So, I mean, we've got great connections with NIU and, you know, PJ, another Chicago guy. We've got a mutual connection with Brett Bazinet, a quarterback to play here for us. And so I meet with a lot of coaches in the off season, head coaches and assistants, and we went and had lunch and just talked about kind of how I run things and what we do and how we do it. And to see the success that he's had has nothing to do with me, but everything to do with the job that he and his staff have done. And, you know, they've recruited well, they've developed players great, and, it's been fun to watch him be able to accomplish it. Big fan of his, except for 1 game. It's ours.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Yeah, you bet. Happy holidays.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks a lot. Go Cats. Bye-bye.